Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
A late sell-off left US equity markets nursing modest losses. Dow fell 75 points or 0.3%. The broader S&P 500 dipping 0.1%, with energy and financials the key laggard sectors. However, the Nasdaq eked out a 0.04% gain to extend its winning streak into an eighth consecutive session, the longest string of gains since October last year. Amazon.com rose 0.6% to a fresh record high. On the US corporate earnings front, Dropbox Inc. tumbled almost 10% in after-hours trading, despite the cloud storage company, which floated earlier this year at $21 US per share, topping Wall Street estimates on both the top and bottom line in the second quarter and growing its customer case. Viacom Inc. rallied 6% after reporting third-quarter earnings that beat expectations, albeit sales were below forecasts. In US economic data, the producer price index was unchanged in July for the first time in 7 months and against economists' expectations for a 0.2% increase. A modest increase in the cost of goods was offset by a drop in services, albeit underlying producer and price inflation continued to push higher. The core PPI measure rose 0.3% after a similar gain in June, to be tracking at an annualised pace of 2.8%. The CPI data for July is out tonight, Australian Eastern Standard Time. Modest gains for European bourses, Germany's DAX adding 0.3%, with Adidas up 9% after the sportswear maker reported higher profit in the second quarter, lifted by strong revenue for key US and China markets. The company also confirmed its outlook. However, ThyssenKrupp fell 1.7% after the steelmaker said it swung to a loss in the third quarter and set fresh midterm earnings and sales targets. France's CAC inched 0.01% higher. London's FTSE was down 0.5%, backing away from a 2.5-month peak. UK GDP figures for June and the second quarter, along with manufacturing production data, is due for release tonight, our time. Base metals were mixed, copper gaining 0.8% to $2.82 a pound. However, aluminium shed 1.3% and nickel down 1.2%. Zinc eked out a 0.1% rise. There was no spot on oil pricing due to the National Day public holiday in Singapore yesterday. Gold futures dipped $1.10 to $1,219.90 an ounce. The yellow metal is down approximately 1.1% for August thus far and 7% lower year to date. Oil prices drifted lower a day after both benchmark contracts fell over 3%, with commentators citing tempered expectations of lost Iranian supply and fears that China may be signalling waning demand for oil. WTI settled 13 cents lower at $66.81 a barrel and its lowest close since the 21st of June, Brent easing 21 cents to $72.07 a barrel, its lowest level since the 21st of June. The soft PPI reading saw US Treasury yields log their sharpest single-session declines in weeks. The US 10-year Treasury yield retreated 3.4 basis points to 2.935%. The CBO Volatility Index was up to 11.2 after touching its lowest level since mid-January, and the Aussie dollar is weaker, buying 73.74 US cents. The Reserve Bank of Australia released their latest set of economic projections today as part of their latest quarterly statement of monetary policy.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.